Well, Coach, earlier that was a tough one, losing by four to Shawnee Mission East. Couldn't get shots to fall for a while, then you claw back in the third and fourth quarters. Came close, but fall a little bit short. Your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, boy, we really hurt ourselves in the first half. I mean, when you score 11 points and shoot 15% from the field, you're just not going to be – you know, to learn where we were in the game. But, you know, we had good shots. We had some inside shots and just didn't get the ball in the basket. You get those shots, you got to score them. There's just no other option. But the girls did a good job of fighting back in the second half. We got some turnovers and stuff. Like you said, got close. But, you know, then again, we threw the ball away. We tried to run some set plays and threw the ball away. We missed, I think, three layups right away in the second half, which hurt. And boy, you had those opportunities. You know, you have to get them. And in the second half, we only shot like 30% for the second half. You know, you have to shoot better than that if you're going to beat a decent team.
All right, so Friday at 3 o'clock, you're going to play Andover Central, who just took Olathe South, who's a really good 6A team, really down to the wire. It was a one-score game at the end of things. What, watching Andover Central on this scout, what do they look like to you?
Well, they're really scrappy, and I think they were playing without their best player. I think their best player, I didn't see her out there. But they were tough. They had a good defensive plan against Olathe South, and Olathe South kept shooting threes instead of forcing the ball in because their big girl is really good. But, Andover Central plays good defense. They're aggressive on offense, and they hit a lot of threes. Their girls, you know, their coach has been around a long time, been in state tournament a lot of times. You know, they know what they're doing. It's going to be a tough matchup.